Our final question today is from Frank, and it goes like this. Before this series started, before you announced this series, I was really mad at you. And I don't really understand it. I don't need to understand it, but that's changed. Somehow yesterday, I had a fit of rage, which seemingly was about the way people were driving, although I know that wasn't really what it was. And then once that happened, everything changed. And instead of dreading the beginning of this series, I began to look forward to it. I don't know that it's relevant or helpful, but if there's anything that you can tell me about what happened, I would appreciate it. Well, it's not particularly relevant, although we're certain it's quite interesting. But there's one thing we would say about all of this. And if you'll notice the verb tense we used, would say. So, what we would say about this, if we were going to answer the question that you're asking us, which we're not in particular, but if we were going to answer the question you're asking us, what we would say is that we brought this to the table specifically, which is going to sound odd considering what we just said in the conversation, but we'll get to that in a moment. We brought this to the table specifically because we knew you would rise up, and you did. So if you'll notice where you are vibrationally in relationship to us right now is you're hovering somewhere between contentment and positive expectation, if we use the Abraham scale for emotional guidance. So this is an improvement over sadness, which was happening a few days ago, and then anger, and then bop, 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 up you come, and here you are at contentment. And it's interesting because we're watching, and it's you're wavering between sort of boredom, contentment, and expectation, and kind of like wavering between all three, which is not really, again, that relevant other than to say it's better than anger. It's also better than where you were. And from our perspective, from your manifesting design, this is what you brought. So when we said we specifically brought this to you in this way, that isn't really true. You specifically brought this to you in this way. But this brings back the point of this concept we've never discussed before until today, which is how we're integrated into your reality. But we're integrated into your reality in a way that's only visible to you. No one else can see us. Theoretically, they can hear us. You can't see us and you can't really hear us, not within this context, other than the fact that when you turn your body over to us to use to communicate with you and other people, then you can hear us. And if you're watching in a mirror, you can see the subtle ways in which your physical expressions change when we're in this realm through your invitation. But we want to get back to the word integrate. You brought this series to the table. And it's interesting because we know you were thinking just moments ago, before you asked the question, we know you were thinking just moments ago about how this conversation, this series, was something that just seemingly came out of nowhere. Because you were thinking about what happened on Thursday when you turned it over to us and you said, okay, well, we're going to announce the new series. And you always say, which we love so much, I have no idea what this is. And that's good. That's a very good idea. But the idea that came, yes, we're the ones who brought the idea, the astonishing helpfulness of helpers. And we do love that phrase because we love how it resonates with not just you, but with other people as they hear the words. But this arose for you because you're manifesting this reality. It looks like intellectually that we're independent agents who are coming in at your invitation to deliver new information. But of course, we're not doing that, as we say to everyone. We're reminding you of things you already know about. And we're further amplifying ideas that you like. And remember that you, of course, are having your private conversation with us. And we don't mean in your head. We mean in the context of this conversation, as us speaking through your voice, you're having your own experience and everyone else is having their own experience. And it's all unique. No one is having the same thing twice. And no one is really sharing anything, although we do understand why it looks that way. But the bottom line here is pretty simple. You have this amazing opportunity right here and right now to really revel and bask in the fact that you're open to our help. We help you with all sorts of things that are obvious, that are plainly on the table. But there's even more you can have. You're just barely letting us in. And we don't mean letting us into your private sanctum reality, which we say with a little bit of a chuckle. What we mean is that you're not really allowing us to help you as much as we can help you, as much as you're capable of allowing us to help you, and even as much as you're willing to allow us to help you. So the point for you, the interesting, but not really that relevant, but interesting point for you in the answer of the question that you asked is, yes, we specifically brought this to the table at your behest. And that's the point. We specifically brought this to the table at your behest because you wanted to move up from, and sadness isn't really the right word, but it's something very close to that. Through anger, which you had pronouncedly yesterday, other people help you a lot by driving like maniacs or whatever it was that was upsetting you, up into where you are sitting now, which is more positive expectation than anything else. The contentment is kind of behind you and the boredom is no longer on the table. Now you're fascinated by what we're saying. So that's good. It's good for you. It's not good for us. And it's not something you need. It's something that's just good for you. It's good. It's not good for you because it's necessary. It's just good. Can't emphasize that enough. So one last little thing we want to say about this. The astonishing helpfulness is the entire point of this series, the astonishing part. And we do recommend, like we would recommend to anyone else, that you do go about today and walk around and say, that table is courtesy of my helpers, that chair is courtesy of my helpers, that flower is courtesy of my helpers, that tree is courtesy of my helpers, because it's all true. This is we're not going to use the word co-creation, but this is a joint project, but it's not joint in the sense that we have an independent perspective, because we don't. And we understand that that's intellectually difficult to get. But we don't have an independent perspective. That's why when we say your helpers are helping you, so many of our physical friends will respond to that as though it's a drain on their helpers, like they're pulling energy from their helpers, which they're not. This is not a co-creation because they're not two equal co-creators. There's one creator, that's you. We're helping you manifest. And yes, that table, that chair, that lamp, that flower, that tree, that cloud, those windows, these are things that are here courtesy of us, although we don't know anything about them. We don't know what those things are. We know that you know what they are, and they have meaning to you, and that they're very real, and they have textural and contextual ideas that are associated with them that have very specific meaning. Fabulous, and delicious, and wonderful. But they're just the beginning. You can have so much more than just this by deciding that it's okay for us to help you if you're willing. You don't have to be, but you can. And as we say, this isn't a call to sort of motivate you to do more, but you're barely scratching the surface. And we know that there's a part of you that is afraid to ask for too much help from us, because that is one of your bugaboos. You don't want to drain on or pull from or be too greedy, but you can't possibly be. That's entirely constructed idea. You can experience what greed or envy or jealousy feels like when you are saying, I don't have what they have, and I want it, and I deserve it, and I should go get it. But you're not doing anything like that here. Not at this moment. You likely will, and you have before, like anyone else, some version of that. But that's not the thing that runs your life. The thing that runs your life, if you're going to look at it in those terms, and we'll bring this to a close with this, is that no one really ever helps you. And that's what you've mostly got evidence of. And we're here to remind you that you are receiving an astonishing amount of help that you don't see at all. That is not even any of the things that you're thinking of right now. Oh, yeah, it's this, this, and this. No, no, no. That's petty stuff. It's nice. And it does look like you're just, of all the people you know, you're awash in helpfulness from your helpers. And we're just everywhere, and we're just saying all these things and doing all these things, but you're barely tapping into it, just like everyone else. Mainly because you believe that asserting your independence and asserting your singularity and your personality above all other things is what is required of you. Required, not wanted, not desired, but required. And for you, the way that makes itself known is, no one ever really helps me. And yet you have tremendous evidence that says otherwise. Everyone everywhere is always helping you. When you tap into that and you remember that, it becomes a very obvious very quickly. But the helpfulness you're receiving, not because we're so nice and not because we're so good to you and not because you're so good at this, but it is actually quite astonishing. It's just happening because it's happening. This is a powerful manifesting you're in the middle of, and you have a tremendous amount of help. Tremendous amount of help that does look like it's coming from outside of you because of the way you position yourself as being at the center of this, but alone, when in fact you're at the center of it and not alone at all. Every flower, every plant, every cloud, every window, every table, every chair is very much with you in all of this, helping you, just like we are helping you. So we're going to leave you with that. We thank you very much for bringing this question to the table. It certainly has been very delightful to have this conversation. We look forward to any further ones you might end up bringing to the table and any other questions that come from anyone else. And until that delicious time, we do bid you and everyone a very fond farewell.